Ohio's Secretary of State will ask a panel of state lawmakers Monday to allow him to use money raised from business fees to buy postage for mail-in ballots. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says he needs permission from the Ohio Controlling Board to use the money in his office's business account to pay return postage for mail-in ballots. He says there are good reasons why the state should get stamps to boards of elections for those ballot return envelopes.
Simply providing the postage so that there aren't questions about how many stamps go on it or that kind of thing. And also so people send their absentee ballots in without delay.
LaRose says many more voters are expected to mail in ballots this year due to COVID-19. At this point, 1 million voters have already requested ballots ahead of the October 6th start for early voting. That's more than all of the mail-in voting requests in the primary this spring. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.